Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said people are like tea bags. You have to put them in hot water before you know how strong they are. We're happy to have this privilege of looking into God's Word today and thinking about some things that relate to our salvation. We're looking now at the book of 2 Kings, and we're in the fourth chapter of that book, and we'd like to tell you something about an account that is recorded there that has to do with our understanding God's will and our obedience to it. There was a woman of Shunem who was a great woman, and it was spoken of her that she was indeed great. I'd like for you to listen to verse 8 as we read the verse. And it came to pass on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as oft as he passed by, he turned in thither to eat bread. Now there are a couple of things I'd like for you to note. The Bible doesn't use the term a great person in a vain way or in a light way, but there certainly must have been characteristics that were true that would cause God to call her a great person. God has spoken from heaven and placed endorsement upon his son. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Later on the Mount of Transfiguration, God said exactly the same thing, adding the phrase, "Hear ye him." And so God gave endorsement unto his son. But now as we continue throughout the Bible, there are a few times that God speaks of the greatness of the person that we're thinking about. And in this particular occasion, here's a woman of Shunem who is described by inspiration as being a great woman. I'm sure that you're aware of the fact that there was a woman in the New Testament that was very great and given an extreme privilege in that she was able to bring the Son of God into the world. Why God chose Mary, I do not know. I do know that he chose her, and she became the mother of the Son of God who came into the world. Well, of course, Mary was greatly blessed and certainly ought to be respected because God greatly blessed her. Now, that doesn't mean that we make something out of her and her being chosen for this responsibility that the Bible does not indicate. Some have said she was a perpetual virgin and never passed from that stage, but the Bible teaches very plainly that's not the case. She, of course, was a virgin when Jesus was born. And so she was greatly blessed, a great woman. But now we're looking at a woman in the Old Testament who is referred to as a great woman. Let's see why she's referred to in this manner. First of all, there was a prophet named Elisha, and Elisha the prophet would pass by the home of this Shunammite woman, and she and her husband would entertain the prophet of God as he would come by. They would supply for him the things that he needed, and so she constrained. That simply indicates the fact that she didn't just give an offhanded invitation, but rather she was very forceful in letting him know that she wanted to do something to help the prophet of God as he went about doing the work God had assigned for him to do. Verse 9, she said to her husband, "Behold, now I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually." In other words, she was very well aware of the fact that Elisha was not just an average man, this is a holy man of God. And in order to do something for him, she in turn would be doing something for God. And so she thought about that, and she suggests to her husband, "Let's make a little chamber, and let's set there a bed and a table and a stool and a candlestick. And any time that the prophet of God comes our way, he may turn in thither." That's verse 10. Well, of course, her husband was agreeable unto that suggestion. And so a place was provided for the prophet of God, Elisha, when he passed by. Well, the time came that Elisha says to Gehazi, his servant, "Call this Shunammite." And when he had called her, she stood before him. That's verse 12. Then the record says, "Say to her, 'Behold, thou hast been careful for us with all this care. What is to be done for thee?'" In other words, he said, "You've done a great deal. You've provided for the servant of God as he has come by. Now, is there something that you want in return for what has been done?" Well, of course, the woman made it very clear that she was not doing that in order to have something given unto her. You know, a lot of times people are like that. They do things for other people with the idea, now they owe me one, and so I'm supposed to get something back out of this. But when a person of a good heart decides to do something for someone else, it's not with the idea I'm going to gain from this or I'm going to get something back. But nonetheless, here's the situation. The prophet Gehazi, rather the servant Gehazi, came to the woman and said, "What is it that she wants?" Well, as a result of this, Gehazi says, "This woman hath no child, and her husband is old." Well, the prophet says, "Call her." And when he had called her, she stood in the door, and he said to her, "About the time or this season, according to the time of life, thou shalt embrace a son." And she said, "Nay, my lord, thou man of God, do not lie unto thine handmaid." But verse 17 indicates she was very well aware now that God had spoken through his prophet, and she was going to have a son. And so she conceived and bare a son at the season that Elisha had said unto her. Truly, this was a miracle, and a miracle that produced a son for this Shunammite woman. Well, a little later, this Shunammite woman had a son, and when her husband had gone to work, she sent her son and said, "You go to your father, and when the time comes that he goes to his father," well, the record says that while he's there, he has difficulty, he passes out, and as a result of this, he is carried to his mother. And there, the Bible tells about the death of this young man. Well, when the time comes that she's aware of everything that has happened, all that has occurred, the record says that she begins to want to see the prophet of God. She wants to get to him. A child has been given to her. Now the child has passed away. The child is dead. And so she wants to know what can be done along this line, and if there is anything at all that can be done. Well, as she comes, the record says that the prophet of God comes out, his servant comes out, and he asks the question, "Is it well with thee?" Well, here's her answer. Look at verse 26. "Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say to her, 'Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?' And she answered, 'It is well.'" You know, that's one of the most remarkable statements as you read about it and think about it in the Bible. Here's a woman who has just lost a son that she had been promised and had been given through the miraculous work of God, and now her child is dead. But the question, "Is it well with you?" is answered by her responding, saying, "It is well." How could a person, when their life seems to be tumbling down before them, and everything that is of real value to them seems like it's being gone, how could she say, "It is well"? You know, let's make an application for a moment and think about a person living in our present day who suffers maybe the death of a loved one, who suffers the problems that come during life, sometimes financial problems, sometimes problems of illness, and you could just go on with a number of the things that come our way. Suppose someone would say, "Is it well with you?" Now, the person who's just lost a loved one would maybe think, "How could it be well with me? I've just lost a loved one." The person who has illness could say, "How could it be well with me? I have an illness, and perhaps this will lead to my death." And so the person who has problems, financial problems, the question comes to mind, "How could anybody consider this to be a good thing, and how could it be well with me in view of the problems that I'm facing?" Now, the Bible tells us that men and women who live in this life go through those kinds of problems. Do you remember Paul in 2 Corinthians 5, when he was talking about death and talking about living here upon the earth? He says, while we are at home in this body, that is, while we're living here, we groan being burdened. In other words, we have problems. And those problems are problems sometimes that are very severe, very important. Yet at the same time, Paul would simply look beyond that and look for a home in heaven. So we'd like tomorrow to look at the idea of the statement, "It is well," and make some application. Please be with us. We remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.